Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'ariv Daf Lamed Daled and the Oiz V'Ador edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. So we learned in the Mishnah that Amoritz on Shabbos, we trust Amoritz. And if he says that these fruits are Musar, so then you could trust him to eat the fruits. Says the Gemara, Yom Tev Shu Somach L'Shabbos. If you have Yom Tev right next to Shabbos, Ben Milfaneo Ben Malachareo, meaning it doesn't matter if Yom Tev is on a Friday or Yom Tev is on a Sunday. Or two different days of Yom Tov that we have of Golius, meaning in Chutz La'aretz. Mando Magdusha Hakasi. So we have a discussion, the Gemara Beitzel, more Beitzel in the Bavli. If it's considered to be the 2 days, one long Gdusha, or each day has its own Gdusha. Nafkamina is, the Gemara brings, if an egg that was born on the first day, are you allowed to eat it on the second day? So if it's one long dusha, you're not allowed to enjoy an egg that came to the world on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But if it's two different days, so then it's fine. So the Gemara says, "Man d'amar the whole, it's one long dusha, oichel." So then, for sure, you can eat these fruits. If let's say he went to the Amoritz on Yom Tov that was on a Friday, and he tells him, "Are these fruits okay?" And the Amoritz says, "It's okay." He can rely on him not only on Friday but also the next day on Shabbos, because it's considered to be one long dusha. But man domer shteg dusha him ein oichel. Says the Gemara, but lechura man domer the old is two different days. The same way when you have Shabbos alone, you trust him only for Shabbos. Once comes with the Shabbos, he is his nemonus goes away. So if you have a yontem in Shabbos, you trust him only for one day, not for the next day. Says the Gemara, no. I feel man domer shteg dusha him oichel at shaloi nira laaser benatay. Says the Gemara, you can continue eating and trusting the Amoritz until you get to a time that you could do Maisers. The reason why Moitzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to trust him anymore, because right now you can do the Maiser yourself. But when it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, you cannot do Maiser in between. There's no time in between. There's no time you're allowed to do Maiser between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So therefore, you could still rely on the Amoritz from one day to another. Says the Gemara, Tanikin, we find a Brice like this. Shalom b'Yom Tov, Oichel b'Shabbos. B'Shabbos, Oichel b'Yom Tov. If he asked him one day, he can eat the next day. If you have Yoyin B'Shem Zehiro, Yoyin B'Shem Zehiro explains our Mishnah, Tipote B'Peirush Shenizvecho Daito Aleim Me'ev Shabbos. The only time you can rely on the Amoritz is when a person wanted to eat these foods from Me'ev Shabbos. He had in mind, I want to eat it. Aval B'Peirush Shenizvecho Daito Aleim Me'ev Shabbos. But on fruits that he did not have in mind he wanted to eat, just suddenly in Shabbos they decided to eat it. So then we say Loi B'Do, then we didn't speak about it. And the reason is because obviously he had other food prepared. So you should round that food. We don't allow him to eat the new fruits they didn't think about. We do find Rabbon in lack of Yoyin Abba. The Tanin Tabon we find there. It says there. Hamadius Chavir Sheyoch Letzloi. Prison comes to his friend and doesn't know that you have to eat by me. For you know Ma'amino Ala Maisers, but he doesn't trust it for Maiser, the guest, doesn't trust the owner. In the one Shabbos, when it's the Shabbos of Partugmai, which means the Shabbos that a person gets married, the Shabbos that is right after his marriage, that is a special Shabbos, so then you allow the guest to come eat by this person. When we talk about Shabbos Partugmai, he comes and invites him, come to eat by me, for the Shabbos after the wedding, the Shabbos Shabroches. We're talking about a case that he did not have in mind to eat there on Shabbos. He was invited suddenly doing Shabbos. So he had no smichas das to eat it there. And there we say, Loi Omar Elim Pnei Evo. There, the only reason we allow him to go eat there is because of Evo. Because we don't have hatred, don't have a fight, so we allow him to eat there. But in our Mishnah, we every time you ask the Amoritz, you can rely on them. What's the difference between our Mishnah and there? You have to say there, there's no smichas das. So therefore, if not because of Eva, we're not allowed to eat it. But by us, he had Tzichus Das. He wanted to eat these foods before Shabbos. So we will allow him to rely on the Amoritz. This way we read the Gemara, that's the way the Vilna Gaon, the way the Reb Chaim learns the Gemara. And the other Mefarshim learn differently. They learn really this a question that we're saying that we do have Tzichus Das when a person goes to eat by his friend. Because a person knows he's going to eat in the Sheva Brachas of his friend and he has Tzichus Das to eat there. So how do we bring a riot from here that a person who has Tzichus Das, he can rely on it to eat? And then the Gemara says, according to the Ma'ariv Apuldo, the Gemara says, no, don't bring a riot from here because this is because of evil. This is because of hatred. We are allowed it. Doesn't mean every time you have Tzichus Das, we are allowed it. Says the Gemara, Lamedal and Mubeis, Shor le Shabbos Rishonim. a person went to ask the Amoritz on the first Shabbos, is it okay? And the Amoritz says it is okay. For Loibo, he didn't come to eat it. Hashniyo, when it comes to the next Shabbos, lo yoichal she'asar she'shalenu. He should not rely on what the Amoritz told him the previous Shabbos. He should either do ma'isa before or go ask the Amoritz on the second Shabbos. Sigmo v'loy kvar shaloi, didn't he really ask him? Says the Gemara, Avyoina tamon ba'u d'shol nafshei, pramo'ocha ba'u d'shol churun aloi. So the way Reb Chaim explains it is in the first Shabbos, he should ask himself. The second Shabbos, he should send his friend to ask. He should not ask himself. Send somebody else. Maybe the Amoritz will have a different response. Meaning every Shabbos, we're required to ask once. What we should do in the second Shabbos is not for the same person to come and ask the same question to the Amoritz, but to send somebody else to ask. Says the Gemara, Reb Yoino Boi. Reb Yoino says, how exactly do you ask? Mao Shi Shilan, in what way should he ask the question? So the more dech akaltoin, he should not ask the direct question to Amoritz, did you have to do ma'aser or not? Because then the Amoritz may be offended that he's thinking he didn't do ma'aser. But he should ask the question dech akaltoin, in an indirect way. What should he say? So the more explains, Rav Yoini kedaita, Rav Yoini goes l'shitosoi. Because Rav Yoini zovan chiti min debar chach kulo. Rav Yoini purchased wheat from this farmer. Nafik l'gabei came to him, but omelei, loy da'an achoshiloch, I'm not suspecting you, you didn't do ma'aser. Ela begin the zabonich mino chitin, I was buying from you wheat. Fechamis uchlusu aloch, I saw there were so many people that came to buy from you. Fa'amoris dimo di nashi semitakro, maybe you forgot to do ma'aser. I know you always do ma'aser, but in this specific case, you were so busy, maybe you forgot to do ma'aser. Metakro avrim is in mesukan, did you fix it? Says the Gemara in the Flamedea Mudalev, Ton Mechazka Loi. You start asking many questions back and forth. Omer Lei, so said the Amoritz to himself, Ma'ana Choshili, what do I need him to suspect me that I'm doing something wrong? He gave me a way out. He gave me maybe an excuse. The reason why I didn't do Ma'aser here is because of so many buyers that came that day to the store. Usually I do Ma'aser, but he was a one-time exception. So better for me to tell him that this time I didn't do it, and then next time he will still trust me. So that was the way Rav Yanai brought the Amoritz to confess that he didn't do the Ma'aser because he gave him a way to excuse himself why he didn't do Ma'aser in this specific case. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai, Daf Lamed Aleph.